Okay, let's get this straight. My name is Holly Jones, and I was born here in Luna City. Third generation.
In the future, there will be colonies on the moon.
Look, Holly, the passengers are starting to trickle out. I wonder how many are tourists.
In the future, people will take vacations in outer space.
Once in a room, she went straight to the viewport and began staring at Earth.
Holly, isn't that the most beautiful sight you ever saw?
In the future, starships will carry people to distant worlds.
Starships? But there aren't any starships, are there?
He's already in college, but I'm pushing hard to catch up so that we can set up offices for our firm, Jones and Hardesty, Spaceship Engineers.
And in the future, the people of the moon will don wings and fly.
I spread my wings, warped for lift, and grabbed air, lifted my feet, and I was airborne.
But no matter what happens in the future, some things are eternal.
I've never seen Jeff like this before. Ariel Brentwood is exceptionally decorative, but it's unthinkable that Jeff could be captivated by any groundhog, no matter how well designed.
And when Holly Jones finds herself face to face with her nemesis.
Look, Test Sample, help me out with a friend. She wants to learn to use glide wings. You'll love her when you know her better.
She learns a few things about life.
But we can't let men think they own us. They do, of course, as much as we own them, but we shouldn't let them know it.
About her friends.
Relax, Hall. I was doing you a favor.
Thank you. I don't need one.
About herself.
I glanced back at Ariel. I couldn't find her. And then I saw her, 100 feet below, flailing her wings and falling out of control. My wings completely and stooped toward her, but couldn't manage to fall. She was as far away as ever.
The Atlanta Radio Theater Company proudly presents Robert A. Heinlein's The Menace from Earth.